Welcome to Wolf Dan's Dogs in the Den, your weekly insight into the fastest sport on four legs. I'm back with my comrade, Mr. JC. Winning set last week. Chester up and about.
Feeling a bit better this week. Lovely to be joined by you. You look like you're about to audition for a new
farmer
season.
Farmer wants a wife
with a little flannel.
I do have a wife, but maybe she wants a farmer. So, yeah. Let's get into this last week. It was a huge week in greyhound racing. And we're going to start with the Horsham Cup. So, Flying Zulu, the Brisbane Cup winner.
Yeah, well, he jumped really well. As you see here, he's in second position. The reserve rug led the race up, but Amron Tiger in the red rug, look at it, scrape the Dulux, get underneath the reserve rug, and you thought for a second he might shoot for home, but Flying Zulu, yeah. Class prevails straight over the top of him and takes out another feature race. That was his 26th career win, closing on $1 million in prize money. And wow. You can forgive me for saying Tim Zoo, because that's how Tim Zoo has been. Flying down the outside for Team Thompson. It's just another feature race they've already wrapped up in 2025.
And Tim Zoo was scratched. Also, Hotel Whiskey One was scratched as well. Is that right?
That's why the reserve ride got entry. Yeah, it was a bit of a blowout there for watchers of the Horsham Cup. But Team Thompson, doesn't really matter. They still roll on and they grab another feature win.
High quality race. Let's move to the Perth Cup Heat. So they were last Saturday night. There was eight of them. We've picked out three that we thought were the most interesting. Just to have a look at the finishing stages. Let's start with Miss Envy in Heat 1. She's in the red. She's already in the lead. And she goes on with the job.
Yep. Winning you go through on Saturday night. It was cutthroat racing from Cannington over the 520 metres. The hometown hero, Miss Envy, returned from a bit of a break. Didn't jump all that well, but found a bit of an opening on that first corner. Once she found the front, she was never going to get run down. Posted a pretty quick time of 29.58.
Yep. Let's move on to Mopunga Tully. I'm going to say the most airborne dog in Australia. I'm going to say the best dog in Australia right now.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Wow.
She's done it again. She just keeps on winning. She's flying along here in the red.
Cannot disagree with the most.
Was this the fastest time of the night?
It wasn't. It was.
It was.
29.48. It was. 29.46 there on the screen, but got readjusted to 29.48. Flew the lids. Got to the centre of the track, which could be a little bit of a concern in the final. She has drawn low there. But once she found the front, obviously, as RI said, I agree. She probably is the most airborne dog in Australia. Whether she is the best dog in Australia, we'll find out this Saturday at Cannington.
Fair enough. Good call. All right, let's move on to Deadly Avenger. Heat 8 in the lead again in the white. Fast time, JC.
Yeah, as you said, RI speared the lids, found the front, wasn't for catching. Gallant effort here by both bowers, Ace, the New South Welshman, chasing hard into second place, but Deadly Avenger, too strong there, 29.52, and he booked his tickets into this week's final.
This final Group 1 race of the Perth Cup this Saturday night. There's the market. Mopunga Tully sits atop the market. What do you make of it all, mate?
Yeah, well, I thought the winner out of the box draw was Deadly Avenger. As we saw there, he had great speed, found the front, railed strongly, draws box one. Most importantly, Mopunga Tully to his outside. Obviously, we've seen her spear the lids, but she did want to shift up the track there. If there is a bit of speed that comes down on her, she might get in a bit of a tangle, which leaves Deadly Avenger, I guess, the sole leader. Miss Envy's probably the negative from the box draw. She's drawn out wide. We didn't see her jump all that well. She's gotten a little bit more dour. Might be looking for 600 metres now. I'm not sure where she gets to in running. So I'm with Deadly Avenger in that feature final.
Okay, and to make the Perth Cup final, you had to win your heat, didn't you?
You did.
And the two fastest seconds were the reserves. We're now going to move to the Galaxy, where there was four heats and he only had to run 1-2.
That was good.
To get in the final, that was good enough for Ethanol Water. And we're actually going to look at her heat. Flaws and Sins in an upset. Here it is.
Yeah, well, he absolutely, she apologies, flew the lids, found the front. And Ethanol Water, as we spoke about last week, she hasn't been beginning all that well. She is getting back in her races and finishing off strongly, which looks all well and good. But she got caught out last Saturday night. And luckily for her and her connections, she just scraped in running second, betting the urban quantity, whatever it's called. Very fast dog. First up at the 700 metres, definitely one to keep our eye on. But Flaws and Sins, great front running display and drawn box 8 in the final.
Let's look at the final market this Saturday night. Group 1 again. So the bookies have put Ethanol Water up the top. What are you doing?
Yeah, well, I don't really know what to do with this race, because if Ethanol Water obviously begins like she can, then she gets into a close position and probably runs them down. But a lot of speed rushing across her. Oh, it's a tough one. Flaws and Sins at $15 seems like a pretty large price considering what she did last week. Obviously, there's a little bit more pressure underneath this week. I'd love the 9 to get a run. Urbanity. Uh-huh. Almost got there about 2 minutes ago. Got there eventually. I think that's going to make a very good dog over the staying trip in time. But Flaws and Sins, outsider of the field, No, the two is. I just saw it underneath the little light. But second outside of the field, I think $15 is a pretty big price. And considering she beat the favourite there, fair and square, last week, I think she might be worth a double.
All right, let's move to New South Wales. And a little bit of news out of Wennie Park. Some really fast times on Saturday night. They've been running unusually fast times at Wennie Park, but it continues. Yep. Tell us what happened, JC.
It's all the fastest times that we've ever seen at Wentworth Park. They've pretty much just put himself up there in the top 10 ever. Race 2, number 2, Kisses for Green, 29.22, if you don't mind. 17.54 to the second mark. I don't think I've ever seen a dog break 17.60. I was looking this morning, couldn't find anything. Went on Dalwhinnie. Dalwhinnie, when he broke the track record, he went around that 17.65 sort of mark. So 17.54 to the second mark's absolutely flying. And honk, honk, race 7, number 7, 29.19. A bit stronger in the run home this time. Two dogs that'll be eyeing the Golden Easter Egg, which is only a couple of weeks away.
It's the next big event after the Perth Cup on the horizon. Let's talk about the Tomorrow Cup. We had Tomorrow Cup heats last Sunday. Let's bring the market up for the final, which is on Sunday as well. Just break down a little bit of what happened in the heats for us, mate, and who we need to look at.
Yeah, well, there were three heats. The two heats I want to focus on were Heat 2, Good Odds Cobber, run second. Jumped quite well, just got checked at a really vital stage. And as you see there, number 2, Unleashed Wyoming, took out that heat. But Good Odds Cobber, once again, he's drawn the red rug in a feature final, which is obviously very important. And Power and Glory, we spoke about him a couple of weeks ago, maybe even last week. He ran the fastest post-to-post at Wentworth Park. He went to Tamora as probably a drifting favourite, but he won pretty easily, won by 4 or 5 lengths. Only run 4 lengths off the track record, Explicit's track record that we saw him break when watching it live footage of a race. I think it was a regional final. Anyway, I was calling it. Didn't do that good a job. I'll leave that one to the commentators out there, Matt Jackson and co. But yeah, he was a really good heat winner. I'm surprised he's not favourite here. Just off the middle draw, he's drawn exactly where he wants to be. And just Good Odds Cobber, jumping well, hitting a flat spot, finding the line. I think Power and Glory could snatch that race mid-race.
Okay, let's move on. We're going to go to the Ladbrokes Country Classic. So the semis are on this Saturday. You can tell us a little bit about the semis. We've got the market for the final up there, which is on the 22nd of March at Dubbo. The semis are at Dubbo this Saturday night. What do we look for in the semis, mate?
We've got 4 semis.
Yep.
Top 2 and you're through to the following week. And then the 2 fastest thirds become the 2 reserves. As we've seen in recent weeks, few of the feature races, the reserves are getting a run. So they are a chance to get a start. Heat 1, you've got number 1, Aiden's Warrior. Heat 2, number 4, Light Night News. Heat 3, number 1, Zipping Chaplin. And number 5, Gates Late Early. And heat 4, number 7, Jungle Johnny. And number 8, August Bob. Those are dogs there, as you see, that take up a lot of the futures bettings. Yep. They've got to be dogs to watch out for on Saturday night. And if they can all get through to the final the following week, it's got to be a bloody good final.
So it's a pretty even bunch, isn't it? There's no real
very even bunch.
Got to wait for what happens in the heats and then also, obviously, the box draw.
Yeah, 100%. I think Zipping Chaplin there at $6 is a pretty fair price. I think considering his ability to run home through a pack, he's going to be, even if he doesn't win his heat, he could definitely run second, if not third, and even make a start through a reserve rug. And if he does get through to the final, he's going to start a little bit shorter than $6. So I think Zipping Chaplin there is probably the way I'd lean in at the futures market.
Sounds good. We're going to round up a little bit of news before we get the Thursday set. Capalabar cast. Not good to see. Cyclone Alfred was particularly nasty to Capalabar. There he is, completely underwater. Look at that.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't believe it because Albion Park are back racing on Wednesday, which is today, whereas Capalabar, unsure when they'll be racing again. Yeah. Doesn't look very good there. Looks more like an Olympic swimming pool. No. We did joke about maybe seeing how the dogs would go if they were entered in the swimming race, but good for everyone there at Capalabar.
Not good to see, and hopefully they're back up and racing very, very soon. Tim Zoo has gained a Sand Groper spot. Tab Touch have taken him, so we've got 3 confirmed Sand Groper slots.
The cards are falling.
Fernando Bale turns 12.
Yes, what a ripping dog.
You wanted to put this in?
Yeah. Oh, I wasn't around for when Fernando Bale was racing. I'm sure you were and everyone else pretty much here in Wolfden and everyone tuning in. I sort of a bit of a late entry into the sport.
Yeah, being you're doing year 9 maths.
Year 9 maths, yeah, pretty much. Fernando Bale, I'm not even half his age, which is concerning. I'm 23, he's 12, so
you're half my age, I'm 46.
Exactly. Anyway, he's been a great dog. He was a great dog, and he's been a bloody good stud producer. And arguably the greatest race dog of all time and definitely the greatest sire of all time. I don't think we'll see his record ever broken from a stud perspective, especially the way the sport has been going with the breeding numbers coming down a little bit in recent years. So shout out to Fernando Barrel and happy birthday to you.
Outstanding, mate. Can we please get your Thursday set?
Yes. Well, we're back at Albion Park this week. I went a false alarm last week with Cyclone Alfred tearing havoc over there. But we're going to go to race 7, number 1 here, Tarawai Buster. There's really good speed here in boxes 2 and 3. I think he's going to get the drop on them and prove too strong over the last 200 metres. Let's head down to Hobart. Race 3, number 4, defensive. 1 from 1 at Hobart. Great early burn. Jump, lead, win. It's that simple. And race 7, number 4, Cow Sensation. Recently changed kennels to the mixed stringer yard. Flashed home over an unsuitable distance last week, 340 metres, up to the 461 metres. Drawn perfectly in box 4. Wants to get to the centre of the track. Got two wide runners outside it. Think we'll get a fair enough price for him too. So those are my three on Thursday night. Hopefully we can go one better than last week. We went 2 from 3.
Outstanding. Great show. Nice and short and sharp. And we'll be back again next Wednesday to do it all again. Thank you very much. Up the den.
What's gambling really costing you? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.